And welcome to Intellectual Thoughts of a Teenage Girl, Program 16, aired on Global Community Radio. I'm your host, Nicole Garland. For those of you who know nothing about the show or have been tuning in as my loyal audience, you all know that my website is www.intellectualthoughtsofateengirl.blogspot.com. Has all the information about the show, keeping up with updates on what's going on, and podcast information, of course. You can also find me on Facebook and Twitter at Teen Girl Radio. Love to hear your comments and feedback. And also, please feel free to email me your thoughts and feedback on the show at intellectualthoughtsofateen@gmail.com. So I'm here today. I'm bringing in a guest. Her name is Serena Mary Schutz, and she and I met through Jason Longwell, and we hit it off really well. I think that it was awkward the first couple of times, but I really got to know her, and she's one of the sweetest, kindest, and most passionate people I've ever met. She has accomplished so much in the short time that I've known her. And she's one of the most multi-talented and inspirational people I've ever met. She owns an online radio music station called The Big Red Button. She also hosts Serena Serenade, Saffron Says, and co-hosts Two Girls, One Name. On top of that, she has started her own jingle business called The Sounds of Saffron Productions. I'm here to tell us a little bit about herself. Welcome to the show, Serena.
Yeah, thank you, Nikki. I don't know where to begin. Just like a few others before me, of your guests before me, I am transgender. I'm also legally blind.
Uh-huh.
So now that we've vocal discrepancy, is that out of the way?
Uh-huh. Could you repeat that, Serena?
I said, well, I'm transgender, so there's the funny vocal discrepancy out of the way.
Uh-huh.
So I am trying to do this from my new apartment, and it's very tricky. What do you want? I mean, what would you like to know about me?
Most of our audience does not know you very well, but I've been working with you, you and the other Serena, to put together some shows, and I wanted my audience to get to know you and know what's going on in your life.
Oh, sure. Well, with, Serena Serenade, it actually started just a little bit after I came out as trans. What happened was, I was like, wait a minute, Serenade, Serena. The first six letters to Serenade are Serena, so you can kind of do that. And then Two Girls, One Name basically was an idea that basically sprouted out, you know, I had just met Serena, the other Serena at the time, Serena Kyle. And I said, well, we weren't even talking much at this point. And I said, well, why don't we do a show together that talks about our different musical interests, even though we share a name. Before Serena Serenade, I was doing, and I'm going to be doing again, a radio show called RFG Radio for Gamers. And what this does is it focuses on different video games from kind of an audio-only aspect. Saffron Says is a show that I basically started doing as kind of my answer to Serena's show, The Radio Kids Rant.
Yeah.
And then on the subject of the jingle company, that's kind of an answer to this guy named Kelly Sarja, who I didn't really care much for his jingles. And admittedly, I thought I could do a better job. So here it was.
When I first was coming up with the name of my show, I had heard about Serena Kyle's show, The Radio Kids Rant, and what I found out later is yours is also called Saffron Says, so I kind of followed in your guys' footsteps, and I'm such a huge fan of Two Girls, One Name, and I love the songs that you guys play on there because it's not songs that are normally heard over mainstream radio.
Well, there's songs that, you know, may have been heard at one time.
Yeah.
The thing is, they resonate with memories. Each song tells a story, and each story comes from a memory.
Mm-hmm.
Like, for instance, you hear a lot of Larry Gross on the show.
Mm-hmm.
I used to listen to a lot of Larry Gross as a kid.
Yeah. I'm very inspired by the fact that you guys choose songs that have sentimental value.
I heard you're inspired by something. I just can't hear you all that well.
I'm sorry. I'm inspired by the fact that all the songs that you guys play on there have sentimental value, and that you guys share a little bit of backstory as to why those songs mean so much to you.
I mean, yeah, it's a very unique concept. I used to do like similar things in the past because I was like to just go down memory lane,
mm-hmm.
but I thought it was interesting. Just with someone else who shared my name to kind of see how very different our backstories were. Like you could have like a Larry Gross track one minute and then like Marina and the Diamonds the next, and it would be completely different stories. But, and then, you know, Serena and I had so much in common.
Mm-hmm. Serena, yeah, go ahead.
I mean, so it's an interesting thing. You've got two diverging paths that converge in a way that, you know, you see them both together.
Mm-hmm. I think that's really amazing that you guys came up with that idea. Serena, I wanted to talk to you about your Sounds of Saffron Productions, your jingle business. I wanted to know how did it get started? Like, what was the idea behind it?
Well, basically, there was this one guy, I didn't like his jingle. I thought I could do better. And I had the Acoustica Mixcraft program for a few years, and just existing on my computer. I almost didn't do anything with it. And a lot of people were telling me, you know, you sing really well, and a lot of the time it was one time I got asked to do a jingle for someone just because of my own jingle that I used on a show called Big Bob's Memory Lane, and it was pretty cool. So then I just started doing them for Serena, and I wanted to turn it into something bigger. So Sounds of Saffron was born. I wanted to basically streamline my DJ Saffron moniker.
Yeah, I think that it was amazing that you started with that. I've listened to one of your jingles, and I think that you were very talented. I also wanted to know.
Thank you.
Yeah.
What's unique is with that company, I operate in stages. So the jingle, I sent you a jingle.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to tease it for you. I sent you a jingle, and it actually sounded much different when I started.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I wanted to ask you, I think I've already asked you this question, but you told me how it got started, but what got you really excited to create your own jingle business?
Well, I had done the first jingle, which was a 50s thing for Radio Serena, and it was a doo-wop-y jingle, and what got me excited was just watching it come to life. I started from nothing, and then it just whoosh, boom, into this big jingle, and it was like, it wasn't a very big jingle, but it was just this full-sounding jingle that I loved, and I really began to appreciate my creation.
Yeah, I think that's beautiful. Where did you record your first jingle?
Say it again.
Where did you record your first jingle?
Well, it actually started as three different demos. There was a 50s jingle, there was a swingy jingle, and then there was this regal sounding thing. I was going for regal at the time, and I actually recorded those on Audacity, and I sent those initial demos to Serena, and she's like, I think you're onto something here. So I just took them into Mixcraft. I took the ideas into Mixcraft and recorded them. If you're talking about like location, I was just at my house, living with my mother at the time. Now I'm in my own apartment.
Now that you're in your own apartment, how do you feel about that?
I feel pretty good. It's good living on my own. I'm worried that I'm going to get complaints from the neighbors if I try to record a jingle, because it does require, like, a lot of the times loud high notes. Not like opera, but if you listen to, like the doo-wop jingle, for instance, that melody is on the higher end of my range.
I think that if you are really passionate about what you're doing and you're not making a jingle 24/7, then I don't think they should have an issue with it being loud every once in a while.
All right. Well, I mean, even if I dedicate, a bunch of time to doing a jingle, it's not all synced. So sometimes you're working on the piano part or drums or a brass section. I actually had a cheerleading type jingle that I was working on for a while. And I needed like a completely empty house, because that actually involved me yelling or cheering. So that was kind of tricky in its own right.
Yeah, I can imagine. I was having issues with finding a place of where I could record that was completely quiet as well. So I definitely understand there. Tell us more about your jingles. How many have you created so far?
So let me think here. Let's see. There's that doo-wop jingle. There's the original three, the cheer. That's four. Twitter one is five. The Gmail one is six.
Then
the love song is seven. And then I've got one in production now, so this is going to make eight.
So tell us a little bit about the jingle that I have that you sent me. Tell the audience what it is.
That's the love song jingle. I had initially started basically having it sound like Paco Bell's Cannon. So it was like bum, 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 something like that. Mm-hmm. And then I was like, I want to try out this one high part. So I'm just like, da 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 da. And it just got more complex as I went along. And I wanted to have it take kind of a 50s tone, so I went with a 1/5. Wait, hold up. Don't. Let me think for a second. That's 1/5. Wait. Let's see. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 1. Okay, forgive me, that's 1, 6, 4, 5.
Mm-hmm.
Chord progression for my verse. And then I wanted to add flutes to it, so I'm like, okay, let's add flutes.
Mm-hmm.
And it got really complex.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's have the audience listen to this jingle themselves, and let me know your comments and feedback. Please feel free to email me at intellectualthoughtsofateen@gmail.com, And feel free to hit me up on Twitter and Facebook. Let me know what you think. I'm at Teen Girl Radio. And here we go. Hold on. My phone is being weird. Sorry. I apologize. It will be playing in just 1 second.
Grab your lover and gather close. And turn off that old picture show. Keep that fire burning strong. It's time for Serena's silly love songs.
And there you have it, guys. Wow, that is just wonderful. It's just as good as I listened to it the first time. Serena, thank you for letting me share that with my audience.
No problem. It looks like I sent you the version without the memory bar, which is fine. I was just going to say something, and I can't remember what it was. Oh, yes, I remember now. Little known fact, I'm also the one who came up with the Twitter name Teen Girl Radio.
Yeah, she was the founder behind the name. I was trying to put intellectual thoughts of a teen, and that was too long. So I called her up, and she recommended at Teen Girl Radio. So
yeah, for a second there, I actually forgot that was my idea.
Yeah, it was. It's been like that. I don't remember when I made my Twitter. I think it was at the fourth or fifth show. I called you up and I was like, hey, I don't know what to do. My Twitter name is too long. So thank you for being a lifesaver on that one. Serena.
I didn't think you'd actually take it for what it was.
Serena, tell us, what else is going on in your life besides the jingle business and the shows?
Well, there's not much that I can talk about with this particular venture, but I will tell you this. I have gotten involved in a fan production of Once Upon a Time. It's the show Once Upon a Time. It's called Once Upon a Time Fan Edition. Now, I can't talk much about what's going on in the show, except for that it will take place between seasons 6 and 7. I will tell you that. And I will tell you that basically what happened was I'm friends with someone who's a major Once Upon a Time fan, basically Emma Swan incarnate, or at least thinks she's Emma Swan incarnate. Not really. She likes to be like Emma Swan. But anyway, she's doing a live Facebook thing, and she had someone on who was talking about it, so I contacted this person, and she put me in touch with, the person I contacted is the person who ends up playing Emma. So, for all intents and purposes, we're going to call her Emma. So I contacted Emma, and she put me in touch with the creator, and we're going to call her, for all intents and purposes, we're going to call her Regina. So she told me Regina's name, and I contacted Regina. And at first, Regina's like, well, I'm in your situation. I'm not going to say what it was, because I've got a few situations. Well, we'll see how your voice is. And I actually sent her the love song jingle because I didn't have the audition right offhand. She's like, well, your voice might be too low for this. I'm like, don't worry about offending me. You're fine. And then so she's like, we're going to have you play this certain character. I'm like, that's perfectly fine. And so I am playing a character. There is actually a trailer up on our Once Upon a Time Fan Edition page, as well as Once Upon a Time Addicts.
And our audience can find it over Facebook.
Saying, don't worry, Anna. She'll be fine on her own. I think it's not Hans that would be talking to Anna, so I think you can guess who I'm playing.
Serena, they can look at the trailer on your guys' Facebook page.
Yep, Once Upon a Time, fan edition.
Really excited for that. I'm a huge fan of Once Upon a Time.
And I'm going to point this out right now. You have heard Regina's voice. Tell them what you think of that. Tell them what I had her do and what you think of it.
I'm a huge fan of Once Upon a Time, and one of my very, very, I'm a huge fan of the character Regina. And I had asked Serena if she could do a little surprise for me, and she had the voice of Regina acknowledging me and telling me that I was gonna have a good day. And I was really shocked at how spot on she was as the voice actor. I think she's really she really does sound like Regina, and it's amazing. I thought that that was really cool, and I'm very appreciative that Serena surprised me with that.
I mean, it wasn't even really a surprise because we kind of told you it was coming. I'm kind of intimidated by Regina's voice.
I
Not the
think.
character. I'm talking about the voice actress here. I'm talking about the one that I know. I'm so intimidated by her, and I think if I met Lana Parrilla in real life, I'd be intimidated there too.
Yeah, I think that I was definitely surprised at just how spot on she was. Like, the voice was perfect. It is Regina in the flesh, kind of. And I thought that that was just amazing.
So, that's what I've, really been up to. I will tell you that the Once Upon a Time fan edition will premiere in November. We do have a few casting overhauls we actually have to do. Actually, just one. Our Hook kind of dropped out.
You guys are listening to Intellectual Thoughts of a Teenage Girl. Program 16 aired on Global Community Radio. I'm your host, Nicole Garland. I am here with my guest, Serena Mary Schutz, and we are talking about the Once Upon a Time fan edition, as well as her jingle business and some of her radio shows. If you have any comments, questions, or feedback for me or my guest, you can email me at intellectualthoughtsofateen@gmail.com. Please feel free to hit me up on Twitter and Facebook as well at Teen Girl Radio. And if you have any more want more information about what I do with my show and updates and stuff, please feel free to check out www.intellectualthoughtsofateengirl.blogspot.com for that and more podcast information to catch up on previous shows. I'm here again with Serena Mary Schutz, and I don't know what we're gonna talk about right now. What do you want to talk about,
Well, I mean,
Serena?
in theory, honestly, I think I'm a Jill of way too many trades.
Do you want to talk
I haven't
to, yes?
really have I said much about RFG. We can talk about that.
Yes, please do. Tell my audience more about the show that you want to come back with.
So RFG is a gaming podcast that actually started out as kind of my answer to a podcast that exists called 40K Radio, and it actually started as a Magic the Gathering podcast. Well, Magic doesn't pump out nearly as much as 40K does, because 40K likes to update their codexes all the bloody time. And so it was, Saturday Magic Show. Eventually that turned into other things. And then before long, I took it off the one network it was on, and it became RFG. And RFG is a card gaming term, which means removed from game.
Mm-hmm.
My coming out episode of RFG, when I came out as trans, was the first time I came out on the radio, was over a game of Keep Talking and Nobody Explodes.
Mm-hmm.
Which is an asymmetrical game, which is pretty cool.
Yes?
Let me just think for a second, because with Keep Talking, Nobody Explodes, you diffuse bombs. And one person has a bomb, and the other people have this manual. And so I played my friend Brooke.
Mm-hmm.
And at the beginning of the show, I basically came out and said, hey, you know me, but my name, I want to be called Serena. And that was the first time I'd ever come out on the radio.
Wow, that's really inspiring, Serena. I do want to pose the open forum question to you. The open forum question, if my audience would like to answer, please feel free to email me or hit me up on Twitter and Facebook at Teen Girl Radio and let me know the answer to. I want to know what your guys' favorite Once Upon a Time character is.
And if you're not Once Upon a Time fans, I suggest watching it.
Yes, I'm catching up too. Fantastic show. For those of you who don't know what it is, you should probably start catching up for the fan edition coming out in November. What is your favorite Once Upon a Time character?
My favorite character is Regina.
I love Regina. Yeah. Regina.
And
yes.
I mean, if you think about Regina, she goes through this transition in life from being evil, from being good to evil and then back to good. Just like I went through a transition of being born male and then transitioning to a female.
Yeah, I can definitely relate with Regina as well because a lot of people have not seen the good in me because I did go through a time where I was a very self-destructive and manipulative person, and there were very few people on the way that believed in the good in me, and so in some ways I feel like I can relate to the character Regina. Yeah. So yes. Go ahead.
What's cool about, like, Regina as opposed to the Evil Queen, like, from the original Snow White, is she's a much deeper character than just, I'm going to kill Snow White because she's prettier than me. What I mean? Like,
there's definitely a lot more depth to her character. I think that there are more levels to Regina that I think Once Upon a Time really brought out as the character, because I don't believe everybody is just evil or just good. I think that we're all a little mixture of both.
Except Rumpelstiltskin, he just drives me nuts.
Yes. Yeah, I've been definitely catching up on the series, and he is definitely someone who tried to change but didn't really change. I'm hoping that in the later seasons he decides to turn back from his road of evil and turns back into the path of the good.
Well, I'm not going to spoil any of the the episodes that you haven't seen yet.
Yeah, I know. I've been asking Serena if she could give me a couple hints, but she won't. We are nearing the end of Intellectual Thoughts of a Teenage Girl. Thank you all for listening. And if you think nobody in this world cares about you, you're wrong. I do. Be you and have a good evening.